Welcome back to the second hour. Not quite the second hour. Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, maybe it comes time that, and I can't understand how some of those laws could pass where they differentiate in people where your rights are less if you live in a county with more people in it, that should not hold up when it gets to a higher court, because you can't differentiate between people on account of where they live. You shouldn't be able to do that. And that with these poll watchers, you know, maybe the solution is in a state like, you know, that you just say, you say that I was confronted by this guy who said he was a poll watcher. He implied he had a firearm, and call the cops and say, this guy is, you know, kind of patting it. I thought he saw his patting his waistband or something like that. That are at least implying that, you know, and just say it. I mean, that have them arrested. I mean, that if they do have a firearm, then it'll be a felony conviction on them. I mean, I'm tired of these Republicans being able to get away with trying to be a bully. I mean, it's worse. It's as bad as what the Democrats did back, you know, prior to the Civil Rights Act, you know, when the Democrats were the racist party. I mean, because this is fascism pure and simple. We have to confront these guys wherever we see them. Call Robin Voss a fascist to his face. I mean, and it's just, you're just saying, I think you're a fascist, and what can he do about it? I mean, if you're not threatening him in any way, you're just making a statement saying that's what I think you are. Voss and any one of his Republican colleagues, they've all turned to that, like, stinky down at the border with his little colleague there making a little taxpayer-funded vacation down to Texas, where they're probably feeded by their fellow Republicans, you know, at some restaurant, so you can stand at the border and cast aspersions on Kamala Harris. What the hell is Kamala Harris supposed to do about down on the border there, aside from getting in the way? And then they just claim she went down to the border there to do something. They just say it's a photo op for her. I mean, that these guys just—they're just snakes. They're just snakes, and they're down on their knees worshiping Donald Trump. I mean, it is just disgusting. I mean, and that's what you have to call them out every time you see them. If you see them in a restaurant, say, I guess I'm not going to, if you're walking in and say, well, I see that guy there, I'm not going to sit down in a restaurant with that person here. I guess it just is time to confront them and call them out wherever they are. I mean, it is just,
right.
I've had it. I've just had it. I've had it hearing about this stuff, and I've had it, you know,
right.
that
you put your finger on some important things. Let me just give you a couple of them. But one of them is, you talked about a gun. There are states that have passed laws saying you can bring a gun to the polls. That's a very bad idea. You know, even in the Wild West in the 19th century, some of the towns, you walk into Dodge or one of these places, sheriff would say, you're going to check your gun with me. You know, before you go to the saloon and get cheated at poker, or somebody bumps you at the bar, we're not going to have this town shut up. You're going to check your gun at the door. That was in the 19th century in the Wild West. Everybody had a gun. That was cool. Some places you don't have a gun. I don't think you should have a gun in schools, and you certainly should not have a gun at the polls. People get angry. And to your point, I think at this point it's premature to say that'll happen in Wisconsin, but I'll tell you what, in Texas, Florida, Georgia, one of these partisan poll workers, a little crude and rough, is standing there with a gun, concealed carry, and some of those states have open carry. Open carry is worse because it intimidates. And remember in 2000, when the Supreme Court said that Florida went by 527 votes for George W. Bush over Al Gore, and they didn't let the audit go forward or the recount, which showed that Gore won anyway, what happened was, as elderly people, these elderly poll watchers, very honest, were recounting, these thugs from around the country came, partisan poll watchers, and they'd walk up, and a guy who's 6'3 and weighs 230 pounds walks up to an 80-year-old woman who's 5'4 and weighs 90 pounds and uses a rough voice with her. What are you doing? Okay, you understand that we can look at this, don't you? And you understand what will happen to you. Well, she doesn't need that. She stops counting. Okay, yeah, well, she stops counting. Well, what if he had a gun? Open carry. This is an election. This is not a movie. This is an election. You don't have to carry a gun at the polls. And, you know, Mark, you were saying that, Well, you call the cops. Well, there's some cops that aren't going to be sympathetic to you, quite frankly. And it's going to have to be, in the old days, what would happen is if somebody open carried, the way they'd get them, because it wasn't concealed, therefore it wasn't a criminal offense back then, they get them for disorderly conduct just to get them out of there. But I've seen thugs, you know, motorcycle hoodlums and others go into a family restaurant with a T-shirt that says FU on it. It just makes everybody uncomfortable, husbands, wives, kids. If they walk in open carry, I think the restaurant owner has to throw them out, but not all restaurant owners will, and not all will call the cops, and the cops come, and they're not lawyers, and they'll go, I don't know, under the First Amendment, whatever, the Second Amendment, whatever. What's going on is a subversion of our voting, of our democracy. That's what's going on. It's to interfere and cause discomfort and sow confusion at the polls. They don't have to actually prosecute anybody. These poll workers frequently are elderly people, frequently. They're good people. They're honest people. I've listed out some of the towns around the state. You know who they are. Many of them your friends, many of them your family. Many of them have been working the polls for 20 years. My mom worked the polls up in Random Lake, that area, for a long time. She'd go to the polls. She'd go to the polls. Okay, so a thug comes in, big guy, whether or not he has a gun, talks with a rough voice, hurries them up. Somebody asks a question. You can't answer that question. In Texas is what they'll say. You can't answer that question. It's a felony. Well, he's lying. That kind of question is not a felony. How do you tell which kind of questions are felonies? You can hire a lawyer. Lawyers charge $300 an hour. You want to pay $300 an hour for a guy to tell you what's a felony? You know what you're going to do? You're not going to work the polls. What you're going to do? They are interfering with our elections. You have got to understand that. They are interfering with our elections. That is what the Republican Party is doing. And that's the purpose of all of these suppression laws in Georgia, Florida, Texas, to a lesser extent, Iowa, proposed in Michigan. If we ever get a Republican governor in this state, it'll happen here too. It'll be tested in the courts. I don't know how they're going to come out with it. They are sowing doubt. They are sowing confusion. And they are hoping, and they will be correct, that people say, I don't need that. I mean, some guy's going to yell at me, and yell felony. I mean, I don't need that. Okay. One good piece of Devin Nunez, remember him? A piece of work, really bad guy from California. He sued CNN a while ago for libel, said that they lied about him about something or other, and he lost the case. His lawyer then filed another complaint that said about the same thing. And the court cracked down. And this is a judge that was appointed by George W. Bush. He cracked down. He said, that's a frivolous claim. I've already told you it is no good. You could have appealed it. You'd filed it again. Pay $21,000 in cost to CNN. His lawyer, 21 grand, 21 Jesus, 21 simoleons, 21 large. Devin Nunez, that piece of work, said that he was defamed because CNN reported on his skullduggery. Well, you know what, guys? They use lawsuits to deter people from reporting on their skullduggery. And it ain't working. And that judge, Republican judge, he was a Republican appointed judge, federal judge for life, but a good, solid, independent sort. He assessed $21,000 in costs to Devin Nunez's guy for that piece of work that would sneak over to Trump at night in the White House and say what was going on in the Congress when he wasn't supposed to do that, when they were investigating Trump. Okay, we're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.